And here is the Writer's Almanac for Friday. It's the 1st of October, 2010. It's the birthday of Tim O'Brien, born in Austin, Minnesota, 1946. His book, The Things They Carried, published in 1990, short stories about a group of soldiers in Vietnam, including a soldier named Tim O'Brien. The title story began, First Lieutenant Jimmy Cross carried letters from a girl named Martha, a junior at Mount Sebastian College in New Jersey. They were not love letters, but Lieutenant Cross was hoping, so he kept them folded in plastic at the bottom of his rucksack. In the late afternoon, after a day's march, he would dig his foxhole, wash his hands under a canteen, unwrap the letters, hold them with the tips of his fingers, and spend the last hour of light pretending. It's the birthday of Jimmy Carter, born in Plains, Georgia, 1924. Grew up in a house where everybody brought a book to the dinner table and sat eating and reading in silence, and he became the top reader in his rural grade school. Went off to the Naval Academy, where he taught Sunday school to the officers' kids, and graduated 59th in a class of 820. In the Navy, he did graduate work in nuclear physics, but then, after his dad died, he left the Navy, took over the family farm, and for a while he was a wealthy peanut farmer. Became governor of Georgia, entered the Democratic primaries in 1976 when only 2% of Americans recognized his name, and he wrote a book to promote his candidacy called Why Not the Best. Defeated Gerald Ford in the election, and when he lost to Ronald Reagan in 1980, and when he found that his farm, which he'd put into a blind trust, was $1 million in debt, he wrote a memoir to try to pay off his debts. It was called Keeping Faith. He's now the author of about 24 books, including Beyond the White House. And in 2002, Jimmy Carter won the Nobel Peace Prize. Here's a poem for today by Stanley Kunitz, entitled Passing Through on My 79th Birthday. Nobody in the widow's household ever celebrated anniversaries. In the secrecy of my room, I would not admit I cared that my friends were given parties. Before I left town for school, my birthday went up in smoke in a fire at City Hall that gutted the Department of Vital Statistics. If it weren't for a census report of a 5-year-old white male sharing my mother's address at the Green Street tenement in Worcester, I'd have no documentary proof that I exist. You are the first, my dear, to bully me into these festive occasions. Sometimes, you say, I wear an abstracted look that drives you up the wall, as though it signified distress or disaffection. Don't take it so to heart. Maybe I enjoy not being as much as being who I am. Maybe it's time for me to practice growing old. The way I look at it, I'm passing through a phase. Gradually, I'm changing to a word. Whatever you choose to claim of me is always yours. Nothing is truly mine except my name. I only borrowed this dust. Passing Through, a poem by Stanley Kunitz from his collected poems published by W.W. Norton & Company and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, partners with the National Endowment for the Arts in Poetry Out Loud, a national poetry recitation contest for high school students. More information at poetryfoundation.org. By Constant Contact, helping small businesses and nonprofits make sense of social media. You can learn more at constantcontact.com/social media. And by the Mosaic Foundation of Rita and Peter Hayden, based in Ann Arbor, honoring the literary arts and the universe of great ideas. Written by Margaret Bain. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.